It's Thursday, May 26th. Welcome to Market Foolery. I'm Chris Hill. Joining me in studio once again today from Motley Fool Funds, Bill Barker. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
This probably requires a little bit of setup, and two bits of setup. And the first setup I'll share is that from time to time we have listeners stop by Fool Global headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia. And by the way, you're welcome to stop by anytime. Just drop us a note, marketfoolery@fool.com. Happy to have you come by for the nickel tour. And love to meet people who listen, love to learn about where you listen, how you listen, all that sort of thing. And from time to time, I will get questions. And I would say that probably the question I've been asked the most often by listeners is, how do you come up with the stories that you're going to talk about? How do you decide what stories you're going to talk about? And my answer is roughly the same, which is, well, when it's earnings season, it's easy because we're choosing from among a lot of different companies that are picking earnings. When it's not earnings season, we have to be a little bit creative. And that gets to my next bit of setup, which is we have a Facebook group, Motley Fool Podcasts. If you're on the Facebook and want to join, just check it out. You can just search Motley Fool Podcasts. And it's me and it's all the different members of the different Motley Fool Podcasts, Allison Southwick, Robert Brokamp from Answers, all the people from Industry Focus, et cetera, et cetera. And last night, this comment was posted from one of our longtime listeners, Andy Sorensen of Redwood Falls, Minnesota. Andy wrote in the podcast group, "I, for one, would not be opposed to putting Chris and Bill in the studio with no news stories and see what happens." Well, for better or for worse, we decided to just go with that for today's episode because, you know what, there is some news, but it's also coming up on Memorial Day weekend. We got a bunch of things we're trying to get off our plate.
One person is not opposed to this.
One person is not opposed. So
right there,
right
out of the dozens of listeners, that's like a measurable percent.
It's a measurable percent. Now, for those who are opposed, you should stop listening right now because there's really
going downhill
in terms of news content, in terms of the basic content promise. Like, yeah, Market Foolery, they talk about business news. We're breaking that promise today, so feel free to
try to maybe tie it in some like fairly easy to see through manner.
I guess we'll see. Yeah. But so here's what we've decided to do, and we've decided to do something that every once in a while we've done what we like to call buy, sell, or hold. And this is a game that we encourage everyone to play because the way we play it is not about stocks. That's the easy way to play it. That's sort of the natural way to play it. Throw out a given stock and say, well, at today's price, would you buy, sell, or hold this stock? But we like to do it with things that are not stocks. We like to do it with people, with concepts, things that have absolutely nothing to do with business. So I've got some things on my buy, sell, or hold list I'm going to throw at Bill. He's got some that he's going to throw at me. And I don't know what yours are. I know roughly what the categories are, and I think you know roughly what the categories are for me. But I'm going to start.
All right. Are you going to go with like the ones that take the most time first or the least?
Let's see if we can not go completely overboard with
because I got one that might take us a while.
All right.
Or you might shoot it down quickly.
Maybe. Just preface it when we get to it. But I'm going to go first. Buy, sell, or hold Ponzi schemes.
As you know, the Motley Fool does an April Fool's Day trick every April Fool's. And we in the asset management space have advocated that that one year we do, as an April Fool's joke, that we're running a fund of Ponzi schemes. Because the thing is that you can make a lot of money on the Ponzi scheme on the way up, right? So if you just have like you lose everything at the end. But if you're involved in, I don't know, 10, 15, 40 Ponzi schemes, you've got a diversified portfolio of them. And the winners make – you got to get out. You got to get some experience at getting out of them. But you're going to get burned a few times. Anyway, that's the April Fool's. But what, buy, sell, or hold Ponzi schemes is an actual – sell. No Ponzi schemes. Ponzi schemes bad.
Really? I think you buy Ponzi schemes as a concept because I think the fact that Ponzi schemes still exist many decades after they were first essentially invented,
So this, you're taking the, are Ponzi schemes going to be around for ever?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I'll buy that concept.
Oh, okay. All
you know, if we're talking about the continued existence of them.
Look, when it comes to investing, you leave emotion at the door. And I'm not pro Ponzi scheme, but do I think they're going to keep going? Yes. If Ponzi schemes are a stock, I'm buying.
Yeah. Although, you know, you end up losing a lot at the end.
Well, maybe if the fund of Ponzi schemes.
The fund of Ponzi schemes has solved that equation.
All right. What do you
got? And then the April Fool's thing always is to give some people some education at the end of it and say don't invest in Ponzi schemes because those things that seem too good to be true usually are.
Okay.
And that's all right. So this will be even less financial. Our current president, Barack Obama, but in case you didn't know, least controversial president for the rest of our lifetimes.
Buy, sell, or hold Barack Obama is the least while he's in office?
Yeah.
Oof. Boy, that's a tough one. So it's basically the controversy.
I'm not saying whether good, bad, whether the person who replaces him is good or bad, but I will say that the top choices and even the top contenders who are apparently not going to be the nominees all appear to me to be much more controversial than Barack Obama has been. They are likely any of the menu. And I think it is possible that it will just go down a path of greater and greater controversy. Possibly. I don't know. I'm looking for your buy, sell, or hold here.
I think I'm going to buy for a couple of reasons. One is I think that certainly in our lifetime, with the way social media, the advent of the internet and social media, controversy is so much easier to come by now. So I think that simply by virtue of the times in which we are headed, controversy is only going to get easier to come by. Secondly, my experience is that history largely tends to be favorable to ex-presidents. So I think that sort of as they fade, as they get further in the rearview mirror, then it's just like, oh, well, what was the big deal about so-and-so, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I think so, too. I think that it is likely that whereas there is a measurable percentage of people that view Obama as, I don't know, a socialist or something, that as time goes by and new choices enter that seat, people say, oh, yeah, come to think of it, he wasn't a socialist. You know,
as it turns out,
I can't remember how we came up with the idea that he was off the spectrum left, or, you know, that those who he may have disappointed in his own party and view him as having been too cautious. I think they may look back on this era fondly as well.
All right, let's move.
In terms of contra, I'm not weighing in on anybody's policies.
Let's
while the mic is on.
While the mic is on, let's move on to sports. Major League Baseball has made efforts to speed up the game of baseball. Buy, sell, or hold future efforts by Major League Baseball to speed up the game of baseball.
I'm a buyer. I think I love baseball, and I've watched and listened more than watch to thousands of games, and it's a great sport. But in the age of attention spans that are getting shorter and shorter, baseball is at a disadvantage against the competition. It is losing out some of its audience, although there's more money thrown at the game than ever before, just because of the number of games that it provides to the networks. So I do think that it needs to speed up more the efforts. You know, if you can shave 5 minutes off that game, that makes it feel measurably faster.
I'm selling. As we say about stocks from time to time, all the good news is priced into a particular stock. All of the speeding up has happened to this point. I think last year they shaved about 9 minutes off the average time of a game. It's a slow game. And that's fine. Embrace that. You don't hear about anyone trying to speed up cricket. which takes days on end to play.
We don't hear anybody saying anything at all about cricket. So what's your point? Maybe there are people who have made, in fact, you're exactly wrong, because cricket has come up with a new 20 overs or whatever it is, 20-20. I don't know, because my knowledge of cricket is not what it should be. But there is a faster form of cricket which has become more popular than the five-day test. The five-day test where you don't necessarily end up with a winner. Would be a concept that would be very hard to sell to Americans.
I'm just going to retreat, because I'm in the shallow end of the knowledge pool when it comes to cricket. So I'm just going to stick with my sell on speeding up baseball. What else you got?
All right. So recently, you may have read, it didn't get much play, but in this show, Kelly and Michael Strahan, whatever that's called, this morning.
Kelly Ripa Live. Yeah. Kelly and Michael Live.
Kelly and Michael Live. Yeah. Apparently, he's left the show.
I heard something about that.
You heard something about it?
Yes.
It was a small story. It missed
very popular
attention.
Morning show program, television show program, and Michael Strahan, one of the hosts, is leaving to go to ABC.
So leaving aside whether you should be looking into this opening yourself, because I think, you know, dozens of listeners probably are behind that.
As hosting a show with Kelly Ripa?
We're going to leave that aside for the moment. Let the listeners consider that. Charles Barkley.
Buy, sell, or hold Charles Barkley?
Charles Barkley with Kelly.
I think I want to buy Charles Barkley, at least getting an audition, because I think what they're doing is I saw this morning that, among other people, Alec Baldwin is going to be sitting in for a short amount of time with Kelly Ripa. And Charles Barkley.
How about a show of Charles Barkley with Alec Baldwin?
I'm not really much of a reality TV person, but if there was a show of Charles Barkley and Alec Baldwin just, I don't know, road tripping or
road
out
tripping,
in the world.
Yeah. Driving across the country.
I would absolutely watch
that. Getting into zany adventures together.
Yeah. Because those appear to be two people with little to no filter whatsoever.
Yeah. So I think Charles would mesh well with Kelly, although I don't know her body of work particularly well, never having seen the show. But I think he would mesh well with almost anybody.
Yeah.
And that when he's not meshing, that's when it gets even better.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Although he does strike me as someone who just, like, he would be fun to watch interacting with almost anyone.
Yes. I've advocated for John Riggins and Charles Barkley in that car driving across the country, getting into zany adventures together.
All right. This one's a little esoteric / general, but it comes from our friend Tim Hansen.
Okay.
Because I told him we were doing this, and he threw this out here.
Pitched this idea.
He pitched this. By the way, he also suggested the Major League Baseball one. So he pitched this one. Buy, sell, or hold August. Buy, sell, or hold the month of August.
I say we keep August.
It's not whether or not we keep
it. We do not replace it with Smarch or anything like that.
For those who are just beginning to learn about buy, sell, or hold.
That includes me, apparently.
It's simply, if August were a stock, would you buy, sell, or hold it?
Yeah, I think it's undervalued.
Really? Do you think it's undervalued because it's unbelievably hot?
Depends
here.
Where you are.
Yeah, well, here and many places.
And as time goes by, everywhere, if one is to believe those global warming conspiracies.
There are no big holidays in the United States in August. It tends to be a slow month.
And people just take it off anyway, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so the fact that there's no holiday commanding you to go on vacation doesn't stop people from using it heavily for that.
Okay.
Some of the best vacations of your life have been in August.
Yeah, that's probably true. I was just trying to play devil's advocate.
Against who's the devil here?
I don't know. The people who
August, apparently. You're saying August is some sort of satanic cult month.
That pro-August crowd that we never stop hearing from.
I say this will be another great. What are you doing for August?
I don't know. Still working that out.
What's up with that Ireland vacation?
Ireland's getting pushed off to 2017.
Because that might be the month you want to go to Ireland.
Well, and it might get pushed off.
Although kind of crowded.
Yeah, that's all right. I've been to Ireland a couple of times. I feel like I can get my way around Ireland pretty well.
It's pretty green.
Yes.
It lives up to the green. Yeah, it lives up to the reputation.
Yes, Ireland totally lives up to the hype.
For those who haven't been to Ireland, are we going to take any sponsorship from the Ireland Tourism Board? You should, because we could get behind that.
We could totally get behind that.
Contact them.
I will reach out to them and see what they can do about sponsoring this podcast. What else you got?
All right. This may take a while.
Oh, okay.
Or I don't know.
Wow. For the three people still listening, you're like, God. And now we're just getting to the long one?
So, you know, Disney's been doing live action versions of some of their animated classics.
Yes. I just the other day saw a teaser trailer for Beauty and the Beast, the live action film version of the animated film.
Right. And they've got the Alice in Wonderland sequel coming out. Another live action thing.
Yes. People keep hiring Tim Burton to make movies.
So, live action, Rudolph. The claymation classic.
Okay.
Perfect. Can't be improved.
No, it can't.
But let me try this out.
Okay.
Yukon Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
Will Ferrell.
Okay.
We're gonna let Jon Favreau write and direct this. I mean, we're gonna be mostly faithful to the script, but you know, you need another hour in there, so you got to expand something a little bit.
This seems like maybe not a full movie, although I'm open to that possibility. It sounds more like a straight to Netflix or straight to Hulu situation where it's just like, look, just make it. Get somewhere between 45 and 60 minutes. You want to blow it out a little bit, go ahead. Get an hour in there. But okay, it's your idea. Go for it.
Well, are you ready to buy?
So,
because I feel like I'm selling it to you right now.
So for
that your passion for Rudolph in its original form makes me feel like you're going to not buy the idea.
And for people who had just started listening to Market Foolery in the last few months,
you're unlikely to ever come back.
You're never coming back, and you've probably stopped listening. But longtime listeners know that December, certainly the last few years, Bill and I have talked about the claymation classic TV special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I don't miss it. I love it. I love how it totally holds up, although not in the ways I remember as a kid, because as a kid, I just loved the story. And as an adult, I love the wildly unintentional humor of things like Santa's blatant racism. Here's the thing. If that's the construct, it's live action, you're going to be faithful to the claymation, so you're going to keep Santa's racism, you're going to keep Sam the Snowman.
We're maybe going to update, you know, some of Santa's, most of the lines stay the same.
I don't want to soften up the edges too much. If you tell me that, I'm in. I'm a buy.
You're a buy.
I'm totally a buy.
Who do you have as Hermie?
I'm
thinking maybe Amy Poehler. I don't think with Hermie, you've got to stay faithful to the gender. I think you can really expand your horizons there.
So Hermie is short for Hermione in this case.
Possibly. I don't, or it's Hermie. Do you know any Hermes in real life?
No.
Okay, then.
So
it could be a girl's name for all we know.
There we go.
Just in elves, all boys use it as well, apparently.
I'm in. If it's got Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler and Jon Favreau directing, I'm in pretty much. It could be like, oh, it's going to be a dramatic reading of the phone book. And they're like, okay, fine. Here's my money. Here's my $12.
So your dedication to Rudolph in no way prevents you from, because I don't think the Grinch becoming live action was an improvement in anybody's life.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But it doesn't, for me anyway, it doesn't diminish the animated special, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Right. So we're not letting Ron Howard direct this.
No, we're not.
No.
We're not.
Although we like his work.
We
in
like
many other, you know, movies.
Apollo 13.
Great movie.
Phenomenal movie that totally holds up. Absolutely. I mean, every bit of that movie holds up. Totally worth seeing. In fact, Memorial Day weekend, I mean, there's, you know, you got time.
What's
to watch
more patriotic than watching Apollo 13?
You know what? That's an incredible story. I mean, it truly is an incredible story.
Have you thought about having like Ron Howard advertise with you? How about Splash, ladies and gentlemen? Another great movie.
That's all I have for the buy seller hold. You said you had a couple of lightning round ones.
A couple of lightning rounds. You don't have any more?
I don't have any more, but I do have two housekeeping notes. So look over which ones of the lightning round you want to do, and two housekeeping notes. One, Monday is Memorial Day. So there will not be an episode of Market Foolery, but enjoy the long weekend. If you want to, obviously, catch a movie. If you want to listen to other Motley Fool podcasts, this is a great time to check out Industry Focus or David Gardner's Rule Breaker Investing or Motley Fool Answers. And thank you to all of those who are remembered as they should be on Memorial Day. Second housekeeping note, this weekend on Motley Fool Money, last week we cut the week short because of Fool Fest. This week on the radio show, live from Fool Fest, it's my interview with Nell Minow. So,
your favorite guest? Yeah, on the short list.
She's on the short list. She's on the Mount Rushmore of Motley Fool Money guests.
Who else? Who else is on the Mount Rushmore?
I'd have to think about that because Mount Rushmore means you limit it to four, and I would have a tough time cutting it down to four.
But she's definitely in the top four.
She's definitely in the top four.
So we rate our cats frequently.
Do you?
In my house, yeah. And I don't like rank them. They're just they're like we're down to three at the moment.
Right.
Not to revisit previous cats that we've talked about on this show.
Party cat.
And are no longer with us.
Rest in
right.
peace.
Right. We've cat. Covered that. Right. But so I'll just tell the cats at certain times, like, oh, you're in the top three now.
Do you ever tell one of the cats you're number one?
No. Just got to leave some doubt in their heads about that.
It's my experience. That's how cats treat people. So that's probably in keeping with how that relationship should go. All right. Let's end this nonsense. What do you got for lightning round, buy, sell, or hold?
All right. If I'm in upstate New York, so I'm close but not that close, Acadia National Park, is it worth 8 hours to get there? And, you know, there's no easy way to get there and back. I've looked at the map. Maine really is a place where, and apparently this is actually said in Maine, like, you can't get there from here.
Yes. Here is the common mistake that people make when they are visiting Maine for the first time, my beloved home state of Maine, is that they look at the distance from point A to point B, and they think in terms of just general highway driving. Oh, that's 25 miles away? Well, that'll take 25 minutes to get there. And I'm here to tell you, as someone who grew up there, no, it won't. If it's 25 miles away, it's going to take you much longer to get there. So, Acadia National Park, strong buy.
Well, I'm going with the Google Maps. It's telling me 8 hours, so I don't know how many miles that is.
Yeah, it's going to be longer than 8 hours. All due respect to the good people at Google Maps. I'm going to buy because I can't sell. Maybe it's a hold. You know what? It's a hold because Acadia is a gorgeous national park.
16-hour round trip. How many hours would I need to be in Acadia to justify that?
I think you would need to spend most of the day, most of at least one day. It's a gorgeous park.
Is there anything else to see in Maine?
There are other things to see in Maine, but here's the thing. Not close to Acadia National Park. The things that people go to Maine for...
Whale watching?
...are great in and of themselves, but they're not close to other things that you want to see. So people are like, I want to go check out the coast. I want to check out Booth Bay Harbor... Rockport, I want to go to L.L. Bean, and I want to go to Acadia National Park. You can do all of those things, but what I just described will take you...
August.
August. Yeah. It'll take you a week.
All right.
That was terrible in terms of lightning round. That took way too long.
Rafael Nadal at the French Open.
Sell. Isn't that the one he always loses?
No, he's won that 9 times.
Oh, okay.
I thought you knew tennis.
No, I don't know tennis.
Well, I'm going to shut... down all the other tennis questions. I mean, you'll give me a fast answer, but it'll just be completely wrong and based on false information.
You're saying this year, Rafael Nadal winning the French Open.
Yeah.
I'm selling that.
You're selling that.
I'm taking the field.
Okay.
All right. What else you got?
All right. So, started watching a little bit of Daredevil on the Netflix thing.
Yes.
Which I'm enjoying. More violence in Daredevil.
Buy, sell, or hold. What do you mean by... What's the bicycle?
Do you think there should be more? Do you think there's going to be more? Is it one of those seasons? And I'm only up to like episode 4, and I've seen some things already. And so it's got a second season. And a lot of these shows, like Game of Thrones, they keep feeling, I think, ooh, we have to up the violence. And first of all, am I going to see even more violent things by the end of season 2? And do you expect season 3 to top that?
I think it's a general rule of thumb. With the way content is being produced today, you want to buy violence. I'm not saying that's a good thing, But it is absolutely, because there is so much produced content right now, so many series on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, television, you know, broadcast television, cable, these series are looking for ways to differentiate themselves and get attention in what is the most crowded field ever. And so, yeah.
You're buying.
You're buying the violence, yeah.
All right, I got one more question. It's a music question, really more of a Dan Boyd question.
You think we can bring in Dan Boyd from the other side of the glass?
It's really more of a question from me to you and Dan.
Okay.
Whether he can come in from the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
Does he have to, like, hit a button and pause, and then, like, you could go out and hit the button to start again?
You know what?
We could just talk while he's walking over here.
Dan's a professional. He can weigh in from the other side of the glass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's less fun.
I do have a microphone over here.
I know, but it seems like you should be on this side of the glass for this. But all right. Axl Rose.
Buy, sell, or hold Axl Rose.
Axl Rose as singer for AC/DC. It's a thing. That's if Dan's you're behind on
this.
Oh,
okay.
He's subbed in.
Now let me just preface this. This is just one note for the audience, for anyone. For the one person still listening, if you're going to play buy, sell, or hold, and you throw out individual people, which is really very fun to do, keep in mind you're time stamping them from right now. Just as we talk about stocks and we say, hey, look, buy, sell, or hold Apple stock. No, it's not Apple in 2001. It's Apple right now. So when we say, for example, buy, sell, or hold this actor or this actress, you're not buying them at the beginning of their career. Once upon a time, Mel Gibson was an amazing stock to want to own, and now far less so. So I'm going to go straight.
You know what? He's selling pretty cheap right now.
Yes. Shares of Mel Gibson.
To go off topic, buy, sell, or hold Mel Gibson right now, because the shares are cheap.
No, thank you. I'm just going to.
You're not going to go on record as buying, no matter how cheap he gets.
Yeah.
He's a penny stock.
Yeah, no. As we say all the time,
Lethal Weapon Part 12.
Stay away from penny stocks. Dan's got to get the first shot at this because Dan knows far more about music than me. Dan, your thoughts? Axl Rose as lead singer of AC/DC?
So he's one of the most horrible people in the world, but he's got a really good gig now. So I'm thinking you hold on Axl Rose.
I was reading somewhere, somebody linked something on Facebook. That Axl Rose has the greatest range, this was on Vox or something, greatest range of any rock or pop singer that you are familiar with. And that number two is Mariah Carey. Just the range that he's got from
the
highest
vocal,
to lowest
simply,
notes that he can handle.
So whatever, to Dan's point, whatever type of person he is off stage, mm-hmm. when he's on stage, when he's in the studio, his vocal range is greater than anyone else's.
I mean, he's still sucks, but he's got a good gig right now with AC/DC. So I think I don't want to buy him, but I say you got to hold him.
All right.
I think we end it there unless you have one more.
No, I've gone way beyond everybody's time limit already, I think.
Once again, Andy Sorensen from Redwood Falls, Minnesota. Is to blame for this episode of Market, you know, or for the credit, but really more likely Andy gets the blame. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Everybody have a safe, fun, and relaxing holiday weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday. As always, people on the program may have interest in the stocks they talk about, and the Motley Fool may have formal recommendations for or against, so don't buy or sell stocks based solely on what you hear. That's going to do it for this edition of Market Foolery. The show is mixed by DJ Dan Boyd. I'm Chris Hill. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.